on there, it's on there.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, highway meeting, December 16th, call the meeting to order. Take the roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Here.
Bill Hogan.
Here.
Ryan Kreck.
Here.
Carl Coleman. Jake Harvey.
Here.
Marcy Rood.
Here.
Pat Dawson.
There she is.
Motion, quorum present.
Okay, you should all entertain a motion on the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Are there any questions? Hello, Mrs. Dawson.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night.
No questions, all in favor say aye. Oh, no, I'm sorry, take a roll call, I guess.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Kreck.
Aye.
Jake Harvey.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Present. I don't know what you're voting on.
The minutes from the last meeting.
Awesome. Good.
Motion carries.
Okay. Take a motion on the bills.
Make a motion.
Been made and second. Are there any questions? Roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Kreck.
Aye.
Jake Harvey.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Do we have any public comments, Jeannie?
No public comments.
Okay. Old business, new business. Bruce, are you on there?
Here, can everybody hear me?
I think so. You want to start with new business, letter A?
Sure. First is a resolution approving the annual MFT general maintenance estimate maintenance cost. This is the resolution we have to send into IDOT every year in order to spend our motor fuel tax money for the upcoming year.
Around $2 million, Bruce, is that?
Yeah, just a shade over $2 million total.
What was it last year?
You remember what it was last year, Bruce?
It was about the same amount last year. I think we're about 50,000 or 60,000 more than last year. This is for the maintenance. It doesn't include everything. So, like, construction projects will go under separate resolutions.
Anybody else have any questions? Entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion been made. Second. Any questions? Take the roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Kreck.
Aye.
Jake Harvey.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next one, Bruce.
The second resolution is approving a 50-50 cost share with Whitmore Township in the TR-45 Kirby Road Bridge repair project. This is an existing bridge that just needs, the outside beam had hit damage from an accident. And it's to cover the cost of that. We'll cover the half the cost of the township reimbursing the other half. It's a pretty reasonable price. It's $25,837 is what we're looking at. So between us and the township, we'll split that in half.
You say somebody hit it, Bruce. Is there an insurance claim on that? Or?
It was a hit damage. I think it's been this way on this bridge for probably 4 or 5 years. I could double check with the township to see if there was any kind of a claim whatsoever. Before we proceed, I'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
appreciate it.
If they collected all the money, then. But yeah, if you could, that'd be great.
I'll check with them.
Bruce, is it normally 50-50 when we do these projects? Cost share?
There's a lot. There's a, we'll go 50-50, these smaller repair projects, it'll be straight up 50-50. With the larger bridge replacement projects, we'll go 50-50 in the match, which usually ends up being 10% for each of us. But yeah, there's a process set up in the state statutes where we go 50-50 with the townships in our county.
Okay.
Anybody else have any questions? Not, entertain motion to approve.
Second.
Been made in second. Any other questions? Take the roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Craig.
Aye.
Jake Harvey.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, letter C, Bruce.
It's a resolution approving the purchase of 4 2020 15-foot flex wing rotary cutters. These are our bathroom mower decks that we tow behind our tractors. And I wanted to make sure that everybody got the updated resolution. There's a Scrivener's error. I think it was the cost from the last time we bought these. The original resolution had $41,598. The number should be in there, $67,056. Again, that's the total for 4 bat wings. Bush Hog model is the one that we're going with this time.
Were they, I take it they were low bid then?
Yeah, they were the low bid. We had this German Bliss that bid, they bid a couple of other models that we didn't, they were higher, we didn't want those. There was Central Illinois Ag bid Bush Hogs, but they got underbid by about, I think, $500. And AHW bid some John Deere's, and they were $5,000 a piece more.
And these will hook onto the lease tractors that we lease from John Deere?
Yes, that is correct.
Anybody have any questions? Not, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any other questions? Roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Craig.
Aye.
Jake Corby.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, Bruce. Letter D.
It's a resolution approving the disposal of equipment. The list that's on there is 2 of the 4 Schulte bat wings that we were going to be disposing, and then there's an older Bush Hog model we're also getting rid of. We'll still have 2 of the Schultes in backup in case one of the other newer ones go down, and we still have a stock of parts of those Schultes. That's one of the reasons why we're hanging on to 2 others, but we're looking at disposing of those 3 sets with this resolution.
Disposing of them, Bruce, by offering them to other townships or taking the auction or?
We'll offer them to the local governments first, and after that, then we'll go to auction.
Okay. Any questions? Not
anything. Did he say we would offer them to the other governments? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Free of charge?
Free of charge to the other township, Bruce, or do you have them ask for any cash?
We'll put a minimum bid on them if they want them.
Bruce, is this typical end of life for this type of equipment?
Did you hear that, Bruce?
Did she say is it the physical end of life?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, they're just, with us, they're becoming a maintenance headache because the replacement parts are expensive and they're somewhat hard to get.
How old are the ones we got now, Bruce?
Oh, I don't know, Stuart. Those things 8 or 9 years old?
Between 8 and 10.
Yeah.
Says what?
On the disposal list, it says number 39 is a 2012, number 47 is a 2011.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Entertain a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any questions? Take the roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Craig.
Aye.
Jay Corby.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Letter E, Bruce.
It's a resolution awarding the 2021 motor fuel bid. And just like last year when we bid it out, we had the same bidders. This time we had Morgan distributing Evergreen, and then Petroleum Traders, the ones that got it last year. So this is for the gasoline and the diesel. Evergreen FS won the bid at 0.99 of a penny over cost. So it's basically a penny over cost. I think the low bid we had last year from Petroleum Traders was like 1.2 cents over cost. So good deal, it's getting cheaper.
So how did the group that we used last year do?
What'd you say?
How'd the group that we had last year do, Bruce?
They were fine. They were fine to work with. We really didn't have any problems with them. It was just a little different not having any local salesperson to call if we had issues, but we really didn't have any issues.
Anybody else, any questions? Entertain a motion. Anybody want to make a motion to approve FS?
I made a motion. I can't say.
Well, you did. I'm sorry, Pat. I didn't hear you. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any questions? Take the roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Yes.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Craig.
Aye.
Jay Corby.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Next one, Bruce.
The resolution awarding the 2021 oil and lubricant bid. This goes hand in hand with the fuel bid. We had Morgan Distributing and Evergreen FS put up bids for the oil and lubricants, and Morgan Distributing was lower across the board on all the lubricants, so that's who we're wanting to award it to.
Are those the only two bids?
Yes, those were the only two.
Questions? Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved. Second.
Been made and second. Any questions? Roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Phil Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Craig.
Aye.
Jay Corby.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Go ahead, Bruce. Let's hear this one.
I think the best for last. The resolution appropriating funds for the payment of the county engineer's salary. This is the resolution that IDOT has us fill out every year. And the main part about it is it enables my salary to be covered by state and federal funds without any local funds included. The one part I think everybody's probably interested in, the IDOT they tabbed us with a 1.5% raise. So that's the part that's included. And there brings the total annual salary up to $126,900.
You got some pretty good lobbyists there, Bruce.
Well, it's kind of low compared to everybody else off of that union contract that we just approved.
Well, that's true. You know, you make more than the sheriff.
Well, I don't want his headaches.
I bet not. Anybody got any questions?
Go ahead.
This is all covered by IDOT. This is not county funds that pay this.
Well,
it's 50%. It's 50% MFD and 50% federal funds.
But I mean, it's...
Say that again.
Half my salary is covered by motor fuel tax funds, and half of them are covered by federal funds. That's what this resolution allows those federal funds to be used.
But both funds of that money can also be spent other places.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
What about insurance? That's just the salary only. Okay.
Pretty damn good job, ain't it, Pat?
No comment.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
It's been made and second. Any questions? Roll, please.
Kevin Greenfield.
Aye.
Bill Hogan.
Aye.
Ryan Craig.
Aye.
Jake Harvey.
Aye.
Marcy Rood.
Aye.
Pat Dawson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Congratulations, Bruce. We're already going to the Illini game whenever you get tickets.
Well, they got to let everybody in first.
County Engineers Report.
Engineers Report now? Okay. All of our projects, construction projects, have been put to bed, of course, for the wintertime. The one out of 85th Street, it is open to local traffic. I think there's some people that are confused about what local traffic means out there, but as long as they're not running over everybody out there, I think everything's fine. Obviously, there's some more work to do out there. In fact, I think our contractor was out there today doing a little bit of work out there. We had our first snow event this morning, I'm sure everybody was aware of. I actually got out and drove the roads. By 10 o'clock, everything was pretty well melted off and taken care of. We're in the process of getting all of our salt in. I want to remind everybody the price we're paying on salt this year is almost half what it was last year. The savings alone from the price we paid last year is almost $110,000 for the same amount of salt. And the nice thing about it is with the state bid, we'll be able to lock that bid price in next year. This is the cheapest price we've paid, I think, in 16 years. So good news in the salt front there. Other than that, when the weather allows, it's been so dry and warm out, we've actually done a lot more ditching work. I don't know if you have questions about that. Stu's there. He'd probably help out with that. But we're just doing what we normally do this time of year.
How much is salt a ton, Bruce?
43.
Wow. Yeah, 43, yeah. Stuart, you got
anything? Nope, we've just been doing ditch work, and the weather's been great. Got a little brush cutting.
All of them happy with the raises out there?
Oh, yeah.
Did they got any openings?
You don't want it.
Never know. Never say never. I'm always trying to break into something different.
Bruce, I noticed on our bills we had Cintas on there. For some reason, it sticks in my mind we were getting rid of them.
Yeah, the existing contract we have with them expires in May. And, I think it's going to be a lot cheaper if we just let the thing expire and run out till May. So that's what our plan was. That's what I was planning on doing with it, unless the committee wanted to try to do something different.
Okay. I thought Flynn was going to talk to him or write him a letter or something, but maybe I'm thinking something else.
I can reach out to Ed and see if that's something he'd like to do. I'll run it past and see what he says.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions?
Yeah. Bruce, I don't know if you can hear me. Are you able to go to any of the virtual sessions at Transportation Research Board next month? Do you plan to do any of those?
Did you hear that, Bruce?
I think
no, I did not.
I can't ask.
Are you planning on going to any of the virtual... what are they, Marcy?
Transportation Research Board.
Transportation virtual. Research Boards.
Virtual meetings.
I think Marcy was going to give me a connection, and I've got that. I'll when I get back in the office, hopefully, next week. I'm going to take a little closer look at that and see what I can sign up for.
That would be great. Thank you.
How long are you quarantined for, Bruce? You know?
Well, from the time of first symptoms, I'm going to be out until Monday for sure. That's the earliest. And I don't have a fever or anything like that, so I don't think it's going to be anything longer than that. But other than this, the annoying part of it, I feel fine.
Where are you at, Florida now?
I wish. No.
All right. Nobody have anything else? Motion adjourns in order.
So moved.
Second.
It's been made to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.